We're joined now in the studio by Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and every day is a slightly better day when you are here. So thank you so much for being here today.
Very nice. That was a nice compliment,
Oh,
Aaron.
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for being so nice.
It's well, I mean, it's true. It's absolutely true. So, so what are you doing to make it through the day today?
Well, you know, I think everyone handles this day in their own way.
Right,
you know,
right.
I really have found myself just wanting to be alone a lot and kind of think and listen and read and contemplate and just, you know, kind of, I guess, anticipate what's going to be happening,
yeah.
You know. I mean, there's a lot of sadness, of course, with President Obama's administration coming to an end. There's always, you know, there's kind of the pageantry today is always kind of interesting to me
right,
to see
right.
all the folks and everyone who's involved and, you know, the traditions. I know the historical, your historical nature would like that too.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. But then, you know, after today, we face the reality of these new policies and these new kind of issues that'll come up. I do think it's going to be an interesting ride for all of us, though, not just Democrats, but Republicans as well.
Oh, yeah.
As you kind of pay attention to the remarks that were given today at, during the inauguration. And, you know, they keep referring to the somewhat continuing populist style
right,
of our new
right.
president. And be really interesting to see where things go.
And I think with that in mind, and you mentioned reading and being and contemplating and just sort of thinking and trying to think critically about what's happening and what we can do going forward, I think that's good advice for everyone every day. So right on with that.
Well,
absolutely.
It is really because, you know, it's happened. It's
yeah.
It happened.
Yeah.
We have a new president and this is our new reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to figure out, you know, what this means and be well educated and informed.
Yeah.
So.
But the work goes on nationally, statewide, and locally. So let's turn to local government. And I know we got a meeting coming up on Tuesday. And there's some really cool items on the agenda, taking Carborough forward, climate task force. We'll talk about that. There's a public hearing on the budget, but there's also the results of a citizen survey, which you're looking at the summary of that right now. So what are we going to hear on Tuesday?
Yes. So one of the items on the agenda for Tuesday night is a presentation of this survey report. Now, this is just was loaded on our website this afternoon, and there's I'm going to give some remarks from the executive summary, but the entire report is on there. It's over 100 pages long, and there's a lot of charts and graphics and so on. So
but
it's pretty,
there now, right?
It's there
so
now.
Townofcarborough.org.
Right, it's
wants
online
it. Yep.
Now, and on Tuesday night we'll get a summary of it, of the key points and for discussion and so forth. And we're being asked to receive the report on Tuesday night, but I think I mentioned a few weeks ago, this is the first time that I'm aware of since I've been on the board that we've done such an intensive citizen survey. And so it was really good at identifying just a lot of services that the town provides and where we are very satisfactory in terms of respondents, you know, the survey respondents, and then areas where we need to improve. And, you know, most of these are not surprising, but sometimes it's nice to get some affirmation, and then sometimes it's also good to kind of hear that we're thinking the right way. So I'll just give you a few of the highlights if you'd like. Let's see. Town government staff actually got high remarks for their service dimensions, being courteous, professional, promptly responding, helpful, customer service. I really hear that a lot from our citizens. Mm-hmm. I do feel like our staff is just fabulous in terms of responding. And when they, on the rare occasion where there's an interaction that our citizens are not happy with, they'll usually let one of us know or let the town know, and it doesn't happen very often. So I think that was, you know, I liked seeing that. The cleanliness and appearance of public areas earned solid marks. Other areas that received high marks were our parks, our greenways, some of our streets. There were several comments given for some public areas, particular areas that needed attention. For example, needing more sidewalks in certain areas, flood control measures, which is something that we're
right.
very familiar with, taking action on rundown buildings in town. I know what buildings those are. And then as for streets, North and South Greensboro Street mentioned several times as kind of problem areas. Those are areas we're working on, North and South Greensboro Street.
Yep.
Our police department got really strong marks from the respondents. Their grades, very high, in the A's, really. Response time, courteous, competence, fairness, problem solving. The highest marks for any department that was examined in the survey was our fire department. Mm-hmm. And our fire department got very high grades also. And the Parks and Recreation Department, as I said, got excellent ratings as well.
Are these something that we typically see sort of in previous surveys as well, or just in general talking with constituents?
Well, this is our baseline.
Right,
so,
right.
So we've known this anecdotally.
That's the first, like, big broad survey, right?
Right, right. We've known this anecdotally, and I think a lot of communities do it every so often. So now we'll kind of see. I'm not sure how you improve from an A, but I guess just make sure we don't drop.
Yeah.
But then some others, you know, respondents were really positive in their rating of Carrboro as a place to live. Gave the town a mean score, I guess, of 7.95 on a 9-point scale. Let's see. They felt very safe in Carrboro, mm-hmm. and in most areas of the town. And there were some barriers to citizen involvement. There was a discussion about whether you're involved as a citizen and citizen government and so forth. And the barriers that people identified were along the lines of busy, you know, don't have time, or don't know about opportunities, or timing is inconvenient, that kind of thing. One question I think is interesting, what's your major source of information to find out about, you know, town stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
In order by the respondents, it was word of mouth.
Okay.
I guess you'd like this, right?
Yeah.
Street signage, Carrboro's website, Facebook, and television. Others utilized were radio.
Right.
There you go. Then the News and Observer, Parks and Recreation brochure, the Independent Weekly, the Daily Tar Heel, and our email listserv. So kind of interesting there. It's almost kind of like when you want recommendations, you talk to people.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, and it sounds like mostly direct communication from the town to citizens as the primary source, which is good. It means that you're connecting with residents. I know that's a difficult thing, especially now that there's so many different ways that people get information. That's good news.
Yeah, yeah. And I think this word of mouth, and then just simply the website and Facebook, I'm not even sure how many people utilize email listservs as much. Mm. I think we use actually those mostly to let someone know an alert or something urgent they need to know, more than just information.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
Talked a little bit about Wi-Fi issues, and they let us know where Wi-Fi doesn't work very well in town, because, you know, we have town-wide Wi-Fi, but it kind of comes and goes.
Right.
But that'll
right.
be good information for our IT, I know.
Yeah.
Carrboro generally effective in those communication efforts. Then solid waste services received pretty solid marks, and that's with regard to, you know, curbside garbage collection, bulk item collection, yard waste collection, and even loose leaf collection. Interesting statistic that half of the respondents were not aware actually that recycling is provided by Orange County, not Carrboro.
Yep.
And I think I've always kind of felt that way, that people just kind of lump those together.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
And then downtown, people who'd visited downtown, what were the major reasons they visited downtown? Let's see if you can guess the top two.
Major reasons to visit downtown. Okay, number one's got to be restaurants.
Yes, number one was restaurants.
Number one is restaurants. Number two, is it nightlife? Is it like Cat's Cradle, Weaver Street?
Good question. It was Weaver Street.
Oh, Weaver Street. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Specifically.
And
all
and
right.
to me, that's, I guess they don't categorize that as a restaurant.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So number one, I think restaurants mostly, then Weaver Street Market. And
okay.
then after that's shopping. So I guess that could include also Harris Teeter,
yep,
as well
yep.
as, you know, our other smaller stores and, you know, places like Towns and Bertram and so
okay.
on. Let's see. And then other ones ranked a little lower.
I got that one wrong, because when I said Weaver Street, I was thinking concerts on the lawn more than the market, but yeah.
But maybe that's what they meant.
Yeah,
it says
yeah,
Weaver Street
yeah.
Market, but that might have been what they meant. And then other reasons include, you know, events, festivals, farmers market, mm-hmm. atmosphere, bars, grocery store, music,
yep.
so I guess. And then if they hadn't visited downtown, they just said they were too busy. But again, I think that the restaurants and so forth. And here's something I think is interesting. Other suggestions to bring people downtown. Some answers included more family, child-oriented things,
mm-hmm.
better parking, more affordable pricing, more ethnic restaurants.
Okay.
But a very frequent comment was nothing is needed. Nothing else
That's
is
good.
Needed
yeah.
downtown.
Yeah.
So maybe we can hit some of those needs with our new, with the library, you know, because that'll
with
be
the
a
library,
family,
yep,
family child
great.
Kind of thing.
We've got
yeah.
the parking study that just came in. So better management
that.
Of spaces more than more spaces, but working on that would help with parking too.
Exactly. And that was actually one of our conversations at our last board meeting was implementing the recommendations of that parking study, particularly the ones that asked the private, to figure out a way that private lots that are being underutilized, some kind of a way to make those available to either other businesses and or customers, and try to help be a facilitator to make that happen. And I know that our economic development coordinator, Annette Stone Lafferty.
Lafferty now, yeah.
Yes.
Annette, having trouble getting used to that.
Right. Well, it's okay. We'll get used to it. But anyway, Annette is having a meeting with downtown business owners in Carrboro near the end of January to encourage this conversation about the parking.
That's good news, too, that the issues that people are raising are issues that, A, we already know about, and B, we're already working on, right?
So exactly.
Getting sidewalks in, working on that, North and South Greensboro Street, that's already being addressed. Flooding is something the town's working on, and what was the buildings that are run down,
right.
We're already making moves on that, so that's
right.
Great.
Yeah, they've already let us know about a lot of those. Now the focus areas some of these are some areas of concern. I know Parks and Recreation, I told you it was one of the most people were satisfied with that. But
everyone listening out there, by the way, just take a breather as we nerd out about survey results here.
No, it may be. Yeah. This is, satisfied. I was trying to go to where it was the unsatisfied. Somewhat lower grades for what we're doing with senior citizens and citizens with disabilities. And this does not surprise me either because, we're actively seeking to do things like, have housing for seniors and so on.
Yep.
We know that some of our sidewalks and some of our areas where folks have to walk are not the easiest to maneuver if you're in a wheelchair or if you're accessibility.
Yep.
So we're aware of that and trying to work on some of that. I haven't looked over the lots of the comments at the back of this survey, but we'll get probably some specific information about some of these questions.
That's really cool.
But in any event, there's much more in this, and I'd encourage people, especially Carrboro citizens, to kind of look it over and see if you agree or disagree or whatever. If you want to give us any comments, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, townofcarrboro.org to get the full summary. And again, the meeting is on Tuesday, 7:30 Town Hall. You can get the results of the summary of the citizen survey and other items on the agenda for this meeting on Tuesday.
Yeah. So Tuesday night we have this presentation. We also have our first public hearing to get community input on the town budget. And so this is the time of year when we try to hear from the community about special needs or ideas or concerns they have that they want us to consider for the upcoming budget. And then our town manager is in the process of meeting with all the department heads and trying to put together the budget that he will present to us. Usually he presents it to us, I believe it's usually by early May, and then we have a public hearing, another public hearing, and we even have room for another one in June before we adopt it near the end of June.
Okay.
So this is kind of early data information gathering for that public hearing. And then also on Tuesday night, at the end of the evening, we will get an update of economic development activities in Carrboro from Annette Stone Lafferty, and she'll let us know what else is going on.
So. Awesome. All right. So speaking with Mayor Lavelle again, Tuesday evening, 7:30 is that meeting with all of those items on the agenda. Townofcarrboro.org is the website if you want the full citizen survey results with charts and everything. Take a look at that before the meeting. Get the full agenda as well. And before we let you go, since in keeping with the ongoing collaboration and communication with citizens, we got a call in from a listener wanting to ask you a question. So we'll end with this. You mentioned Wi-Fi access, and obviously Google Fiber is coming. So our listener was wondering, is there an updated time frame on when Google Fiber would be here, or do we not know that yet?
They have not given us a definitive date. What we do know, there were some markets that they actually started to pull out of, but what we do know is they are still moving forward in all of our markets. But just as soon as that is on the horizon, I'm sure we will broadcast it so that folks know.
Do we have a ballpark? Like, is it this year, next year?
I don't think it's this year, only because I think that if it was, they would have let us know that.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. I could be surprised because they hold information very close to the vest.
Right.
But I just as soon as I know, the community will be the second to know.
All right. Sounds good. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.